Would you say this with me? Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Yes, let's do that. Sing hallelujah. You have breath in you. You were made to praise His name. Glory, hallelujah. Everything.
Before you're seated.
Good morning, Grace. What a great day. We are so glad that you chose to make Grace your house of worship this morning. The Bible says, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will
rejoice.
Yeah. You know why I rejoice in this day? Not whether it's cloudy or sunny or hot or cold or snowing like crazy. I rejoice because this day, right now, there has never been a day that's existed like today. The temperature has never been exactly this way with the clouds and the atmosphere. God stamps a gift to you and I. In all of history, every day He takes enough time to make a unique gift. And that's why this is the day the Lord has made. And I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Isn't that great? There's good news today. that God knows your situation because he knows the hairs on your head or lack thereof, for some. And he also knows that he can make a snowflake, a tree, a day, and everything he wants so unique, and you and I so unique that there'll never be another one just like it. And I think that's wonderful to have a God who loves you that much, to take that much care for you every morning when you wake up. So we're glad you're here this morning. I just want to say, Pastor Justin is not here. I am not Pastor Justin. If you're new here worshiping with us, please stop by the Welcome Center and say hello. We have a gift for you. But Pastor Justin was married on Friday, and he and his wonderful wife are on their honeymoon today. So I can't believe he's married. Wow. And not only that, but Pastor Spencer, who got married last Friday, and his beautiful wife got in late last night. So Pastor Spencer and his wonderful wife, Brooke, stand up. Welcome back. So I want to say this. I get to say this. Pastor and Mrs. Olson. I know. And you're going to get a chance to know her more. And we're so excited at what God's doing here. And we are glad you are here this morning. I'm going to invite up a good friend of mine who is here, one of the founding members of Grace Ministry Center. Because you know what? This is my community. I love living in the Port Huron Blue Water area. I love the people. I love this community. I'm raising my kids here, and maybe my children will raise their children here, God willing. And we'll pastor until I hand the mantle off to one of these other fine young pastors. But right now, I just want you to know, in our community, there's a lot of things that take place, and it's not always good. But we want to fight, and we want to pray to make our community the best it can be. So I'm going to invite Deputy Sheriff from our Sheriff's Department here from St. Clair County. Would you welcome Steve Campo up here to the stage? I've asked Steve to come up here. You work at the Sheriff's Department. You've been there a long time. How?
Yeah, it's over 24 years. I've been, I've got about 10 months to go till I get the 25 in.
And what? That's important because?
That's important because I can retire at that point.
I'm going to retire in 10 months too.
Yeah. No, he's not.
So we're not going to let him do that. So a lot's happening. This week is extremely important. I know I talked with you and also with Sheriff Donnellan, who's a good friend of mine, and I just have the utmost respect for our police department and the work that you guys do. There's a lot of stuff happening in our community. It's not a good thing. I've heard that as a county, we're one of the top counties in the nation, but it's not a good thing to be like number one or top in the nation in this for meth labs.
Right. Actually, the state of Michigan, we're number one, unfortunately. We're number one. We moved up from number three in 2014 for the amount of meth labs in the state of Michigan for the country to number one in 2015.
And so we want to change that because I know, I remember when I moved, was in the area years and years ago, and there were issues with gangs in our area for what gangs would be understanding. And there was a task force that was put together. And I tell you, within a year or two, just kind of thwarted the whole thing. And I thought that was incredible. And you guys have a plan as a sheriff's department to thwart this.
Right. And again, are we going to eliminate every drug dealer? No. What we are trying to do is get as much of this stuff, much of this poison off the streets as we possibly can. What's going to happen coming up on Tuesday is the primary vote. And part of that vote is our drug task force millage. We're asking for a 0.56 mils, and if you figure that out on a $100,000 home, that's $28 a year, or about 8 cents a day, and we really think that's a good bang for your buck. And why we're asking for this, yes, we've had the drug task force since 1985. Back in 1985, the original reason for the drug task force was crack cocaine. Crack cocaine was coming up from Detroit, coming over from Flint, and really taking a stronghold here in Port Huron. What we did was eradicate a lot of the crack cocaine. Unfortunately, it's come back big, and we also have, as Pastor Mitch mentioned, this new phenomenon, methamphetamine. When I started at the sheriff's office, we hadn't even heard of methamphetamine. I mean, we've heard of it, but it certainly wasn't anything that we saw around here. What has happened since then? just in the past 5 years. In 2011, we raided 4 meth labs in the county of St. Clair. Last year, 30 meth labs. And this year, we're at about 20 right now. And I don't know if you folks are on our Facebook page. If you're not, if you'd like to, I'd love it. St. Clair County Sheriff Facebook page. We'll give you all the information. But we did 5 simultaneous drug raids on Thursday. So it's big. It's a huge problem. Heroin, and again, I don't want to blather on for too long here, but heroin, a huge problem. Back when I started at the sheriff's office, and back when all of us were kids, you know, you'd heard of heroin, but those were the dregs of society. Those are the guys that are just strung out and don't care about life.
Yeah.
Last year, there was nearly 1 overdose per day in St. Clair County due to heroin or other opiates.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because here it is. As a church, in our community, we support our police officers. We support what's happening here to make sure our community and our kids and our area in the Blue Water, St. Clair County, is going to be the safest, best place we can. And so 100% from this pulpit, I just want to say that I believe this is an important millage. This is an important time, because we want to equip and get more boots on the streets. I know my son a couple years ago, he's moved away since, but a few years ago, he was with a group of guys, you know, late 20-year-olds, hanging out, doing some stuff. And in the middle of the night, one of his buddies fell asleep on a couch, and a girl that was there just hanging out, partying with everybody, took a needle out of her purse and injected heroin into this guy while he was sleeping and OD'd him. And had my son not been there to do mouth-to-mouth till the ambulance got there, he would have died. And this young man got into a program, and I know you guys have great programs there at the Sheriff's Department, as well as helping him change his life, and he moved away. He's got a great job, lives in Maine now. We talk often. Great kid, kind of a son to me, too. And so I know that I deal with this on a regular basis in counseling of deaths, of ODs. So we just want to make sure. We're going to pray right now. We're going to pray over this, because here it is. This is our community. We're going to take it back. Amen?
Amen.
And we're going to equip our police officers, because we support what our police officers and what these guys are doing. Our peace officers who serve our community. And we have wonderful people from Chief Reeves to Tim Donlin and all those who serve, and many even here in our own services. So can we do that? Amen? Can we pray? Let's do that. Heavenly Father, we just pray, God, protection. We pray divine intervention, Holy Spirit, because it's not just stop. I know families, good people who get addicted and want to stop, but God, it just kind of burns. We pray they need more than just saying no. We pray, Holy Spirit, we pray that you would intervene, that you would conform in the power of the Holy Spirit in them to be born again, to have something internally change. And we pray for our police. We pray for all those that are involved. We pray for those that are addicted, Father. We pray for those who have become victims of their own device that can't get out of this, God. We pray for freedom for them. We pray for those in counseling and in doctors and hospitals who help rehab. God, we pray for our community that your light would shine in the darkness and expose these things. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. At this time, one of our interns that's been here this summer working with us, he's from New York, and he's going to come and he's going to share what God's doing here at Grace.
Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
My name is Caleb Carr. Many of you know me as Cable Carr. And I've been hanging out this summer with you guys, and I'm just going to do the announcements today. Hopefully, you guys are a little more alive than first service. So, first off, we need a painting team to sign up and go take care of the new church's parking lot. The lines aren't really there, so we need those painted. There's a sign-up at the welcome desk, so if you're interested in doing that, please go and sign up and just help us get some lines painted. Also, with the barbecues, we're having barbecues all over the community, and there's sign-ups at the desk as well. If you'd like to go, please sign up. And if you signed up to go, please go, because they're trying to get enough food for everybody who's coming. So if you signed up, please attend the barbecues. It's a great time to get together and spend time with one another outside of church. Also, on August 14th at 5 p.m., we're doing a baptism service at Lakeside Beach. It would be awesome if all of you could come and join us. This is a time of celebration in our church as we see people become baptized and become part of the church with us. Also, if you'd like to be baptized on that day, please fill out your connection card and place it in the offering plate when it comes around. That way we'll know and we can get in contact with you and speak with you about what it means to be baptized. For the youth, there's a lot going on this week. On Monday, we have a trip to Croswell to see a concert by Consumed by Fire and V-Rose. We'll be meeting here at the church at 5:30 p.m. Bring some money for ice cream afterwards. The concert itself is free, but we want to grab, you know, a little snack when we get back. It'll be late. Also, on Tuesday, we're having our beach day from 12 to 2. Come and join us. We'll be just playing in the water, throwing a ball around. It'll be a good time of fellowship. And on Thursdays, we have a Bible study at Tim Hortons from 10 to 11 a.m. So if you'd like to join us for that as youth, please do. We're just going to dig into God's Word and learn more about Him there. Now it's time for our Bible pledge. I did this pretty good first service. Let's see if I can do it again. So if you have your Bible, please get it out. All right. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, ever-living, indestructible Word of God. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Awesome. Our scripture for today is John 11, 17 through 44. So if you have your Bibles, please pull that out. John 11, 17 through 44. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she replied. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. After she said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher is here, she said, and is asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house comforting her noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came alongside her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind have kept this man from dying? Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. The Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man. By this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I said, this is for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Verse 48, if we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him. And then the Romans will come and take away both our temple and our nation. Please stand as we pray. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thank you for bringing us together on this Sunday, your day. May we worship you with all that we are during this time, and may we praise you for your truth. May your glory be upon us, Lord, and may you be present. We ask that we honor you and serve you this week, and that you comfort us in our troubles. We love you, Lord, and we praise you. In all this we said, amen.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are your prayer.